Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
John Delatorre, Dr. John Delatorre, I should say, joining us today. We're going to talk about the psychological effects of what occurred with the Nashville school shooting and school shootings as a whole. Obviously, they happen all of the time in our country. John, I want to talk specifically about the officers first. I want to talk about the children, but I want to talk about the officers who were involved in this. They are obviously heroes. They did the right thing. They would probably tell you, I'm not a hero. I was just doing my job. They're going through probably a lot right now. This is something where on the outside, people are saying, yay, great, rah, rah, which is good. They should be celebrated because they are heroes and they saved many lives by getting in there and doing the right thing. But at the same time on the inside, I'm sure they're struggling. They had to kill somebody in a school setting and they went through, you know, some trauma here, regardless of if it's part of the job or not. Can you speak to what they may be dealing with right now as people?
Yeah, Tony, I think you hit it right on the head here, which is the overall level of complexity, because just as a society, thinking about the behaviors that we agree to engage in, caring is not one of them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're a civilian or if you're in the military or if you're in law enforcement or anything like that. The idea behind killing someone plays such a heavy role that here you are, and you know, as the law enforcement officer and the two of them in this case, here you are as an individual being told since you were born that killing is wrong, and that here is someone who's killing someone else, and that in order to stop them, you have to then engage in a behavior that you've been told is wrong. And society is now saying that you're a hero for doing a behavior that you thought was wrong. I mean, it's overly complex. And and I think in some ways, these officers have a tendency of compartmentalizing and saying that it was simply part of the job, that they were just doing something that was part of the job. And I think that's why you hear a lot of, you know, law enforcement and military often try to say that they're not the heroes, right? Because it's a complex nature of having to deal with the traumatic consequences of knowing that you pulled the trigger that ended someone's life. But in some ways, society has said, but you did it for a good reason. So I think it's overly complex, and it's one of those things that officers, military kind of need to work through, hopefully in therapy, to try to understand how they can have these kinds of disparate emotions and be able to function effectively moving forward.
And that's an interesting thing that we ask of these people. You know, yes, this is the job. This is what you're signing up to do. But there are so many deep effects that happen here. And for the longest time, compartmentalizing is probably the only way really to get through these jobs, and may still be to this day with what they have to see and what they have to go through. We obviously see, you know, PTSD being quite a big thing, you know, with people who have been in and out of the military service and such. But obviously also it's right there on our own streets. If you're an officer in an area where, you know, it's a little rough or even not, you see a lot of horrible things in that sort of a job. What are the resources that are there? Is it really kind of department by department as far as the what's available to officers to get mental health help to deal with these things? And is it viewed in a positive light? Is it viewed as, oh, yeah, of course I'm going to go do this? Or it's like, I don't need that because, you know, I'm compartmentalizing, and they're, you know, it's kind of that tough feel that a lot of men will take on, or women too, depending on the job that they're in.
Yeah, I think it is both department by department, but it's also individual officer by individual officer. I think when it comes to deadly force encounters, psychologists, in particular, police psychologists, right? So psychology has a field called police and public safety psychology, mm-hmm. spend a lot of time researching and providing interventions for law enforcement, for correctional officers, for thinking about how they are experiencing the world around them as a result of the job that they have. Some, you know, departments maybe have an on-staff psychologist and maybe they don't. Even the ones that do, perhaps they're viewed as, you know, as an individual who doesn't understand the job. So they're not going to be taken as seriously. Mm-hmm. I think those officers and those departments that allow the police psychologist to be front and center from the beginning of the police academy training on through the duration of any single officer's career, always having access and never it being a consequence or at least a negative consequence of any action will go a long way in normalizing having the officer always available and having, you know, employee assistance program specialists always available to just have a conversation. Sometimes it doesn't need to be ongoing therapy. Sometimes you just need, you know, the quick 1, maybe 2 hours of talking to someone, and then you can move forward without it being an issue.
I mean, is this really a career path, though, where if you're not in that situation day after day where you're seeing the worst of society, you would take time for yourself? You would, you know, if someone's going through a trauma and they work a desk job or something that's not life and death, you know, I'm going to take some time for myself. I'm going to work through this. And people sometimes have that luxury. When you're in law enforcement, you can go through a horrible thing and the next day you're back on the beat and you're dealing with it day after day after day. Is that even a feasible thing psychologically, even if someone does want to really kind of take time to work through the crap that they see every single day? I mean, is that really truly an option when it's just constantly being bombarded at you as part of your job all the time?
It is an option, but you have to see it as an option, right? Okay. So the individual has to see and recognize, listen, this, I just went through something traumatic. I need to deal with this. But also, it's got to come from the top, right? It's got to be normalized from their sergeants, from their lieutenants, from their captains, from the police commissioner, commandant, or, you know, the largest, you know, the highest ranking officer that the department has, right? It's got to come from the external as well to say, listen, this is part of the job. You're going to experience something. We're going to give you the time to deal with it. And then you're going to come back only after you have actually dealt with it. Because plenty of people will say, I'm going to take a couple of days off and work in cases for files that they brought home. They haven't taken the time away. So force actually detach in order to return stronger is often something that's necessary.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk about the psychological impact on the school itself, the students themselves. These things happen so frequently. We see it happen. We hopefully catch who did it. And then everybody kind of moves on and the trauma is there. And we don't put a lot of thought into well, how are these, their kids are back in school and everything's safe. This is something I can't imagine happening in school. I was a senior in high school when Columbine happened. And I remember the last 6 months, I was on edge thinking, oh, is this going to happen here? And it, not a lot happened. There was, you know, rumors and all that that flew, but now it's a very daily occurrence. I didn't grow up with active shooter drills. All that kind of started like right after. When the active shooter actually does go onto your campus, into your school and start shooting people, how do you help those children? Because there's so many of them, and this is not necessarily a mass therapy type thing. Everybody's going to be feeling different anxieties. How does a school continue on and help with the mental stability of the children so they feel secure enough to continue their education and be good at it and not constantly be on edge after experiencing something like that?
I would say two things. The primary thing that I think most people, right, whether they were students on campus or parents, teachers, whatever, I think the first thing that they're going to be dealing with is fear. Mm-hmm. We have to understand that fear becomes a conditioned response to anything that is associated with whatever it was that sparked that fear originally. So it is certainly possible, and I will totally understand, if parents and teachers and students don't want to return to the school because they are afraid of what had happened. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that if you continue down that path, you're going to become more afraid to go to a place where the potentiality of a mass violent event can occur, which in reality is every place. Sorry. So we have to start breaking the fear, number one. We have to acknowledge that the place was safe until someone decided to not make it safe. And that one person is now gone. The second thing that I think is that why can't this be mass therapy? I think the community, especially that school, should come together totally as a group to discuss everything that's going on, to discuss, you know, all the emotions that are developmentally appropriate. Obviously, a lot of these kids are very, very young, right? But come together as a group, come together as parents, come together as teachers, come together as different grades, and discussing how all of these things have happened and how they're impacting you. I think the best thing for communities to do is heal as a community. And once they're able to do that, then they can start building on the strength from one another to overcome the fears that they are individually having.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Dr. John Dellatore with his insight. Always appreciate it, John. Thank you so much for coming on. John from Resolution Forensic and Consultation Services. Website, resolutionfcs.com. Check that out. If you want to listen to the show ad-free, we got that option for you on Apple Podcasts. Go there and become a premium subscriber. Then you'll get access to all of our shows ad-free, which you can then binge away on 24/7. Lots of material there for you to enjoy if you like what we're putting out for you every single day right here. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.